Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025. And today we have an excerpt from another of the speakers at the Bangor No Kings rally on Saturday.
Our next speaker is Sean Faircloth. Right? Sean started the Maine Discovery Museum in Bangor, which sparked the revitalization of downtown Bangor. As a state legislator representing parts of Bangor, Veazey, and Brewer, Sean advocates passionately for strong unions and higher wages. I give you Sean Faircloth, folks.
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me okay? All right. Hi, Bangor. First thing I want to remind you, you saw Jack McKay just a minute ago. He's with Food and Medicine. Pay attention to him about local races like city council races here in Bangor. It matters what happens at the local level. Go to Food and Medicine. Go to Jack McKay. Find out about the issues in voting so that we have responsible people elected to Bangor City Council. Now, I'm going to talk about where we are now and then what together we can do about it. America's Constitution states that Congress, not the executive, appropriates money. Once law, appropriations must be implemented. But get this, 40% of Americans will be diagnosed with cancer in our lifetimes, yet Trump illegally slashed hundreds of millions from cancer research. Why? Get this, because some research occurred in areas with significant black populations. Really? Cancer screening helps everyone, yet he slashed unconstitutionally cancer research. That's what Donald Trump did to us. JFK, John F. Kennedy, with congressional approval, started USAID. America, saving millions of lives in poor nations. America, respected, admired. Now Trump, without congressional approval, slashes USAID. Dying commences because of Trump. Boo! Remember, Trump promised grocery prices go down on the day of his inauguration. Oops, they've gone up. Yet Trump, with no congressional approval, grabbed $20 billion of our dollars, handing our money to a nutcase right-wing would-be dictator in Argentina. Our Constitution prohibits presidents getting rich off their office, yet Trump, incompetent businessman, gained about $3 billion in graft since Election Day, way more than all previous presidential graft combined. Our Constitution prohibits deploying the military against Americans. Trump sends troops to our cities, saying Americans are, quote, about to find out why it's called the Department of War. Saying American cities should be training grounds to, quote, crush the enemy within. Trump uses what was the nonpartisan Justice Department to try to jail people who tell the truth about Trump. In 2020, George Floyd was killed. And in 2020, 15 FBI agents chose to take a knee out of respect for George Floyd. In 2025, Trump fired all 15 of those FBI agents. Trump even fired an FBI employee who'd earned multiple awards because they had a pride flag pinned on their cubicle. But the January 6th violence, totally okay with Trump. Trump blocked all journalists from the Pentagon because they acted like journalists. Trump plans $1 trillion in cuts from low-income health care, handing $1 trillion in tax cuts to the top 1%. Patriots, time to take our country back.
And we're out of time, so we'll leave that there. That was Sean Faircloth speaking on Saturday at a No Kings rally in Bangor. You can find out more about the steps that are being taken after the rally to keep the movement going at nokings.org and at indivisiblebangor.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.